Happy?
Happy as a lark. And why not?
Why so?
Well, am I not the king's chief baker? What more could I ask or want?
Open in the name of his majesty, King Pharaoh.
It sounds like a soldier.
Yeah. Wonder what he wants here.
Open, do you hear? Open in the name of his majesty, Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
Just a minute.
Have you done something to offend his majesty, the king?
No, I haven't done a thing. But we'd better open the door before he breaks it down.
Yeah.
Coming! Oh, how do you do, officer?
I'm looking for the butler and the baker.
What have they done?
He's the butler.
He's the baker.
And in the name of his majesty, king of all Egypt, I arrest you both. Corporal, chain them.
Uncle Dan, who are these two characters of your story?
Well, Aunt Sue, they have a lot to do with our third episode about Joseph. We don't know their names, so we'll simply use their titles as they're given in the Bible, Genesis chapters 40 and 41.
The king's butler
and the king's baker.
And it came to pass after these things that the butler of the king of Egypt and his baker had offended their lord, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was wroth, and he had them put into the prison.
And all the time I thought you were an honest man.
I am.
Then why are you here in prison?
Why are you here?
Hey, good question, well put. Requiring a good answer, which I don't have.
You refuse to tell me the crime for which you are cast into prison?
I don't even know the crime of which I'm accused, do you?
Nope.
At least the king and his people were always...
Welcome to the confines of the king's prison and dungeon.
What? You heard the man. He welcomed us to this prison. Can you imagine that? Welcoming us to a prison.
Sounds as though this is some sort of inn or place of pleasure instead of prison.
Sir, will you please repeat your first statement?
Greetings, gentlemen. I'm sorry, I was out and unable to personally welcome you as you first entered these walls of confinement. But, well, it's lunchtime. Your orders, please.
Order? We can have what we want in prison?
Well, you bring us whatever you think best. Yes, use your own judgment. We can eat most anything.
Fine, I'll bring you such food as befits the eating habits and taste of the royal butler and baker. Be back shortly.
What do you make of it?
Him?
Yes.
Nah, he's some joker. Trying to rib us.
Did you notice something?
What?
He didn't lock the cell door as he went out.
He didn't?
No, I'll show you. See? It's not locked.
You're right.
And there was something else about the fella, did you notice?
He was young and good-looking?
Yes, but I mean his clothes. Did you notice them?
No, what about them?
They were prison clothes.
You mean he's a prisoner? Like we are?
He wore prison clothes.
But he seems to have freedom to come and go as he pleases. They don't let prisoners do that. And he was cheerful, smiling, and prisoners, generally speaking, are cross and mean and grouchy. Now, come to think of it, keepers of prisons are even more that way. I don't get it.
And something else. Do you remember when they brought us here? They didn't treat us mean, whip us, or snarl at us. And when we passed the main cell, the prisoners were all good-natured, and they spoke to us. They were cheerful.
Yeah.
I tell you, there's something mighty mysterious about all this.
What?
I don't know, but I intend to find out. All we have to do is lay low, watch, and listen. We'll find out.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, gentlemen, that it took so long to return with your lunch. But there was a newcomer who needed immediate attention. He was sore and bleeding. 30 lashes of the whip. Well, I hope you enjoy this food. It's the best we have. course, if we had a baker and a butler to help in the kitchen, we might be able to prepare better food. Yeah. As soon as you're through eating, I'll come back and visit a while.
The mystery deepens. You got any idea what it's all about?
Nope. Except this food. From the looks of it, the man's telling the truth. I move we suspend all activities except eating.
I second the motion.
Passed.
May I come in?
Well, the door's unlocked.
But aren't you going to close and lock the door?
Why should I?
It's customary, isn't it, to lock prison doors?
Perhaps, but not in this prison. May I sit down?
Help yourself. You would anyway.
Oh, thank you.
Say, why so polite? After all, we're prisoners, criminals, social outcasts with no influence at all upon the affairs of nations or people. Yet here we are being treated with respect and consideration. Why?
You're human beings.
We're prisoners.
So am I.
You're a prisoner? Here?
I am. But I've been assigned to a job in the prison. The well-being of fellow prisoners.
You mean you are responsible for all this? Clean beds, good food, and this atmosphere of cheerfulness?
With the kind consent of the keeper, yes.
But why? The keeper of this prison, if I remember correctly, is noted for his brutality. Then suddenly, all of this. Why?
He finds that contented prisoners makes for a better prison. Fewer men try to escape, less violence. Well, all in all, the keeper finds it expedient and wise to run the prison as it is now.
Well, I can see why. And I think I'm going to find this prison not a bad place to be.
You're not talking much this morning.
No.
And you look sad. Awfully sad, in fact.
I do?
Yes.
No, I am.
Oh. So am I.
You're what?
Sad?
No.
Why are you sad?
I had a dream.
You had a... So you had a dream?
Yeah. And so did you, huh?
Yeah, mine was mysterious.
So was mine.
That's too deep for me to fathom.
I can't understand it.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
Oh,
good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning,
Joseph.
Well, why the gloominess this morning?
Well, I had a dream.
Dreams make you gloomy?
Well, mine was a strange dream. I know it has a special meaning, but I can't quite decide what.
Mine, too. An important meaning, but I don't know what.
Well, such important dreams certainly bear telling and interpretation.
You can interpret our dreams.
All knowledge belongs to God. He will reveal the meaning of your dreams.
But
you, butler.
Oh, all right. Now, in my dream, behold, a vine was before me. And on the vine were three branches. And it was as though it budded, and her blossom shot forth, and the clusters thereof brought forth ripe grapes. And Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup. And I gave the cup unto Pharaoh, and he did drink.
That is a hard one to interpret.
You can interpret the dream, Joseph?
God can.
Well, what does it mean?
The three branches that you saw in your dream represent 3 days.
3 days? Yes, sounds reasonable.
Something is going to happen in 3 days. Is that it, Joseph?
In 3 days, the king shall call for you and restore you unto your former position as butler. Once again shall you deliver Pharaoh's cup into his hand.
In 3 days I shall again be in the king's good graces and be his chief butler. Oh, Joseph, that's good news.
I wonder, butler, if you do something for me, a favor?
I surely will, gladly. You can depend on me.
Well, when you are before the king, mention me to him, will you? Maybe he'll release me from this dungeon. For I'm innocent of any crime.
Will I mention you to the king? I most certainly will. And immediately, too, the very first opportunity I have.
Oh, thank you, butler. You're a true friend.
The interpretation of your dream, butler, was good. Perhaps mine, too, will be good. Will you interpret mine, Joseph?
God can and will.
Well, in my dream, I saw three things, too. White baskets. I had three white baskets on top of my head. In the uppermost basket, there were all manner of baked goods for the king. And the birds came and ate them out of the basket. Does that mean that I, too, will get out of this prison in 3 days?
Yes, Baker. In 3 days, the king shall call you forth from this prison.
I'll be a free man again. Go on, Joseph. Will I be restored as chief baker to his majesty?
In 3 days, the king shall have you put to death.
And it came to pass that on the third day, which was King Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a great feast unto all his servants. And he sent to the dungeon and had his former butler and baker brought to the feast.
I don't think Joseph knew what he was talking about. I'm not going to be hung. The king's in too good a mood for that.
Joseph was right about the 3 days. This is the third day, and here we are, released from prison and standing in the presence of the king.
Do you think I will be hung?
No, of course not.
I wonder.
His Majesty, great and mighty monarch of all Egypt, son of the gods, benefactor of mankind, wishes to make a special announcement.
Once each year, I give a feast in honor of all my servants and officers. Once each year, I promote certain officers and demote others. This year, I shall deal with two of my servants who in the past have displeased me. Butler, step forward.
Long live the king!
Take this cup. It is my cup.
Yes, your majesty.
Now fill it with wine. Put the cup to your lips and taste the wine. Thus, butler, once again, you are my cupbearer and butler. I hereby restore you to your former position of chief butler.
Thank you, your majesty.
As usual on such occasions, I offer you the fulfillment of one wish. What is your wish?
I wish, your majesty, always to find grace in your sight and serve you faithfully and well.
Well said, chief butler. Step forward, Baker.
Long live the king!
You displease me very much, Baker. Guard, take him out and have him beheaded.
For 2 years, the butler served the king, but remembered not his promise to speak of Joseph. During those 2 years, Joseph remained a prisoner. The hope that had been kindled in his heart that the butler would remember him to the king gradually faded. And to all the other trials he bore was added the bitter sting of ingratitude. But the God of heaven had not forgotten his servant Joseph in that lonely prison in Egypt. The day of his deliverance was even now approaching. And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamed.
I wish I could understand it. I just can't seem to grasp it. I wonder if it means... No, it couldn't be that. Possibly be that big.
Oh, what are you muttering about?
I had a dream.
You're making all that fuss over a dream?
2 dreams. Now that must be important.
Important dreams?
These are. I just know I feel. I feel that they foreshadow some important event or calamity.
What makes you think so? You say there were 2 dreams?
Yes, 2 strange dreams. 2 of the strangest dreams I've ever had. The dreams were so real that only when I awoke did I realize that I'd been dreaming. But I can't for the life of me imagine what they could mean.
Well, don't just lie there and sputter about them. What did you dream?
Well, in my first dream, I stood upon the bank of a river. And there came up out of the river 7 cows, fat and well-favored. Then came up 7 more cattle, poor and ill-favored. And the 7 lean cows ate up the 7 fat ones and were still as lean and skinny as before. Then I awoke.
My, what a horrible dream. Slim cattle eating fat ones. Oh!
The second dream was just like the first, except Seven thin and withered ears of corn devoured seven big fat ones.
Is that all?
Is that all? Maybe they have no meaning or significance to you, but I shall not be satisfied until I know their interpretation. I'm going to send for the wise men and magicians and have them in my court the first thing in the morning.
Do you think they can interpret your dream?
Of course. They specialize in the interpretation of dreams. You have heard my dreams, gentlemen. Now tell me, what do they mean? Magicians, you heard me. Well, relate my dreams.
Yes, your majesty.
Wise men, you. You too heard me. Now relate my dreams.
Yes, your majesty.
Well, tell me, what do they mean? Well, what are you waiting for? You are my wise men and magicians, aren't you?
Yes, your majesty.
And you can interpret dreams?
Yes, your majesty.
Or are all your past claims merely empty pretense?
No, your majesty.
Interpret my dream, then. Now. Immediately.
Your majesty, we are mere men, humbly subservient to his majesty's divine intelligence and power.
You claim to be wise men. Magicians.
Our power of revelation and insight is controlled by the gods. And the gods seem to have seen fit to keep the meaning of his majesty's dreams a secret, even from us.
You can't interpret my dreams. That's what you're trying to tell me.
Well, the gods have not revealed it to us, your majesty.
Then do something to win the favor of the gods so they will reveal it to you.
Yes, your majesty.
Right now.
Yes, your majesty. If his majesty will permit us to withdraw, we shall go immediately to the various temples and offer appropriate sacrifices. By high noon, we should have an answer to the king's perplexity.
See that you do. Request for withdrawal granted.
Butler! Oh, Butler!
Yes, cook?
For the king's supper, shall it be corn or lettuce?
What did you serve last evening?
Corn.
Then make it lentils tonight.
Yes, sir.
Look at all this food, will you? The king didn't touch a crumb of his midday meal. Not a bite did he eat. And the queen scarcely touched hers.
Were they quarreling?
Oh, no. They were fighting. Not with each other, but over the wise men and magicians. The queen insisted that they should all be hung, but the king wants to give them another chance. Well, I agree with the queen. The wise men and magicians, all of them are windbags and need to be hung one at a time in the public square. Now, if I had my way, they would be, too.
Well, what have the magicians and wise men done this time to incur the displeasure of their royal majesties?
Nothing, and that's just the point. They haven't done a thing. The king wants them to interpret his dreams he had last night, but they haven't. They can't. His Majesty's beside himself, and the Queen is furious.
Well, this is once I'm on the side of royalty. Those magicians, so-called magicians and wise men, claim to know all things, be able to reveal secret things. But have they? Have they ever? No.
You two were talking about dreams? Dreams the king had?
Yes, sir.
And he wants the dreams interpreted?
Yes, sir. He commanded the wise men and magicians to interpret them, but they can't.
I know someone who can.
You know someone who can interpret dreams?
Yes.
Oh, there's no one wise enough to do that, sir.
Their Majesties, the King and the Queen, where are they now?
In the East Dining Room, squabbling over what to do with the magicians and wise men.
But the magicians and wise men lied to you. They've been lying to you all along. They don't any more know the secrets of nature and the gods than I do.
Of themselves, they don't. No. But the gods reveal the secrets to them.
What gods?
Our gods.
Idols of wood and stone know and reveal secrets. Such idiotic absurdity is for fools and for the general masses of people. Perhaps they believe such tales, but I am the queen, remember? I know that the power and might of idols is a mere fallacy, created by the priest, with royal sanction, for the express purpose of gaining the obedience of the people through fear and deception. Clever? Effective? Yes. But don't try it on me.
But dreams do have special significance. Who is to reveal their secrets if not the gods?
Your Majesty.
Lady Butler, we're busy right now.
If it please the king, I have some information relative to your dreams, Your Majesty.
Information?
Yes, Your Majesty. I know of a man who can reveal the meaning of your dreams, Your Majesty.
Who?
His name is Joseph, Your Majesty.
But is he a wise man? Magician? Who is he?
He's a slave, Your Majesty.
A slave? Here in the palace?
No, Your Majesty.
Where then?
Right now, Your Majesty. He isn't a slave anywhere. He's serving time in the dungeon.
A criminal as well as a slave?
He's not a criminal.
He's in the dungeon?
Yes, sir, but he's no criminal. He's an honest man, truthful, gifted, loyal, of high intellect and morals.
How do you know all these things about a man serving time in the prison?
I served time in that same prison. If His Majesty will recall, it was only 2 years ago, at His Majesty's birthday feast, that I was released from the dungeon and restored to my position as chief butler.
Yes, I remember.
But while there in the prison, I dreamed a dream. I told the dream to this Joseph, and he interpreted it. Said that in 3 days, I would be released and restored to the position of chief butler. And it happened exactly as Joseph said it would.
That sounds encouraging. But I... No, I just couldn't. A king seeking the help of a criminal! It wouldn't be right.
But Joseph is not a criminal, Your Majesty.
Then why is he in the dungeon?
Well, he was falsely accused of a crime he did not commit, Your Majesty. And I have kept him there. My selfishness, forgetfulness, ingratitude.
If he is such a brilliant man... How is it that he is not an officer in my court, instead of a slave?
Well, he's not an Egyptian, Your Majesty.
Huh?
He's from the land of Canaan, and he's a very young man. He was sold into Egypt as a slave.
Perhaps I should send for him. Give him an opportunity to interpret my dreams.
I'll personally send for him, Your Majesty. See that he's properly dressed and instructed to appear before royalty, Your Majesty.
Yes, do that, butler. And take the royal chariot and trumpeteers, and make haste. I'm anxious to know what my dreams mean.
Clear the way! The royal chariot approaches!
Joseph, the royal chariot just drove up outside the dungeon. They have come for you.
Me?
The king demands your presence at once. At once, mind you. You're to get shaved, put on this change of raiment, and be presented to the king.
What does the king want with me?
Never mind about that. Just get ready. The king is waiting.
Long live the king!
You are Joseph?
Yes, Your Majesty.
You're from the land of Canaan?
Yes, Your Majesty.
I've heard that you can interpret dreams.
Such power is not within me, but Your Majesty. The God whom I serve, he alone can explain these mysteries.
We'll see. In my dream, I stood upon the bank of a river. And there came out of the river 7 cattle, fat-fleshed and well-favored. And they fed in a meadow. And behold, 7 other cattle came up after them, poor and very ill-favored and lean-fleshed, such as I've never seen in all the land of Egypt for badness. And the lean and ill-favored cattle did eat up the 7 fat cattle. And when they'd eaten them, they were still as ill-favored and lean-fleshed as before. Then I awoke. When I went back to sleep, behold, I had another dream. It was like unto the first, except 7 lean and withered ears of corn ate up and devoured 7 fat ears. Then I awoke for the second time, and I was troubled in mind to know the meaning of the dreams. I told them to my magicians and wise men, but they... but they couldn't interpret them. Can you?
Oh, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, know that no interpretation belongs to man,
but
to God. He will give Pharaoh an answer of peace. O king, thy dreams are as one. In thy dreams, the God of heaven has shown the king what he is about to do. The seven good cattle are 7 years. So are the 7 good ears of corn.
7 cattle, 7 ears. Why didn't I think of that?
And the 7 lean cattle and 7 withered ears of corn are also 7 years. The thing that God is about to do is this. There shall be 7 years of plenty throughout the land of Egypt. But behold, there shall arise after them 7 years of famine. And all the plenty of the first 7 years shall be forgotten, and the famine shall be very grievous and consume the land.
I do believe you're right, Joseph. It certainly sounds reasonable.
O king, because you dreamed 2 dreams, the thing is established by God, and he shall shortly bring it to pass. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh look and discover a man discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let him appoint officers over the land, and take up 1/5 part of the land during the 7 plenteous years. Let them gather all the food of these good years, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. And that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the people perish not through the famine.
And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph,
For as much as God hath showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art.